Dear friends, the Irish province of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest presents Lenten Thoughts, Live Not by Bread Alone, but by Every Word from Daily Mass. Why not help us to restore the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary as almsgiving this Lent? Go to this link. Thank you for your generosity.
Tuesday of Passion Week. Walk charitably on eggshells. In the Gospel, we once again witness Christ's moral suffering. The Jews wanted to put him to death. His own brothers, his cousins, did not understand him. He went in secret to Jerusalem, which was to be a lion's den for him. Even today, at the altar, he does not go to the feast openly, but as if in secret. Jesus did not want to go to Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. It was not death that he feared, since he had only taken on our nature in order to sacrifice himself for us. Why then does he remain in Galilee? It is because he does not wish to anticipate the hour set by his Father for his immolation, and in so doing he gives us a great lesson in submission and obedience. He also wanted to teach us how to behave towards those who persecute us. According to the world, it is humiliating to give in to one's enemies. At the school of Jesus Christ, it is greatness of soul not to resist them, not to defy them, to avoid unnecessary bitterness of argument, and to suffer violence and affronts patiently. His brothers said to him, "Leave this country and go to Judea, so that your disciples may also see the miracles you are doing." Brothers here refers to Jesus' relatives, who, on the way to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles, urged him to take advantage of the great crowd to make his power shine and increase the fame he had already acquired. They foolishly supposed that all along the Savior was moved by ambition, vanity, and pride. Perhaps they also hoped that if he were to perform brilliant wonders and make a great name for himself, something might come of it for them. Seeking neither their glory nor his own, only the glory of his Father, he declares that he will not be going to the feast. When he did go a few days later, it was not in public, but as if in secret. This is a strong condemnation of those who love the glamour of devotion, who have nothing but disgust for a hidden and obscure devotion, who are absolutely determined to make a name for themselves and to make a noise in the world. Let us beware of such excesses, the deplorable fruit of self-love and pride. During the feast, people were talking about Jesus on all sides. Some said that he was a good man. No, said others, he seduces the people. The God of holiness, who is so humble, is willing to be left to the vain opinions of men. We are so concerned and so worried about what people may think of us or say about us. We are so sensitive and so quick to anger when we learn that someone has expressed an unfavorable opinion of us. Isn't this foolish? Look at our Lord himself. He could not get everybody to like him. The world is too false and too fickle. We should not be too concerned about what they say. They say a good thing one day, and the next day they say something bad. So we should learn to live with a good conscience. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, O Jesus. Jesus, aid me by thy grace.
Did you enjoy today's Lenten thought? Why not help us make this former Presbyterian church worthy of the Catholic liturgy, our beloved Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Belfast? To donate, go to this link. May God bless you for your generosity. And may the Immaculate Heart of Mary triumph in Ireland.